Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Nun Ches, mitzvah 58. The mitzvah is Bezdin Ladun Bidin Toein V'Kofer. The mitzvah that is related upon Bezdin to judge cases where people have arguments. The Rambam also counts this as a mitzvah. The Rambam, interestingly, in the Koteret, in the title, Tilchas Toin V'Nitan, he says, mitzvah Asei Achasi. There's one mitzvah Asei, V'hi Din Toin U'mode O'Kofer. Where people have claims, people admit, people deny. That is the mitzvah upon Bezdin to deal with all these cases. As we said yesterday from Rav Sternbach, if there's a last resort that they have to come to court. Shenestavinu ladun b'din toin v'nitan klomar. Shenaseh din l'chomi shotovei es chaveiro b'shum davar. Whenever somebody claims from their friend anything, o shehilveyu, I lent you money, o hefkidu, or I gave you something to watch, which is the context of all of these, of this pasuk in the context of Shomrim, o gezalo, you stole something from me, o ashko, or you didn't pay me my money, o chamaso, or you physically took something from me, shenemar, I called the varpesha v'chulu, as the chinuch continues. So this is the discussion of toin v'nitan. The Rav Sadia Gaon does not count this as a separate mitzvah. He said it's just part of Shomrim. Shomrim and any arguments, but the Rambam and the chinuch following him counts this as a separate mitzvah, as I say. So a number of points to discuss. Right here, the first discussion that we could have is that whenever somebody claims something from their friend, usually there is a muchzak involved. Somebody is holding on to something and I'm saying, you have it, it's mine, and I want it back. So there's a discussion in the Achronim, how do we learn muchzak? But the source of this concept of muchzak is the Gemara in Bava Kama. We've mentioned before, daf mem vav beis, the principle of amosim mechaver al avaraya. We know whenever there's a case of suffik in halacha, there are different rules and regulations. When we come to isurim, we have suffik daraisa l'chumra, suffik darabana l'kula. When it comes to tumentara, so the rule is suffik tuma berchus hayachid tameh, suffik tuma berchus harabim, tahar, learned out from sota. So whenever we always have different rules and regulations of suffix. So too in nezikin. By mamonis, the rule is whoever is trying to be motzi from their friend, I'm trying to take my property from you, so I have to bring the raya. Alav araya. The pasuk, the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Mem Vav says first is based on a pasuk. Mi bal dvarim yigash aleihem yagish raya aleihem. And the Gemara ends up saying, no, it's really a svara. If I'm trying to take something from you, then I have to prove it. Why? Whoever has the hurt has to go to the doctor, has to prove that he's sick. So if I'm the one that's trying to take from you, I'm the one that's sick, fiscally, and therefore, I need to prove it and come to you so that you will, give it to me. That's the kind of a muchzak. If I can't prove it, then you get to keep it. So how do we look at that? Let's say there's an argument. I say that's my shirt, and you say, no, it's my shirt, and I say, no, you stole my shirt, and now you're wearing it. So we say that the person who's muchzak gets to keep it. Is that what's called a din vadai? Birur? If I can't prove it, it's for sure yours? Or do we say no? It's still besafek, but we're not going to do anything. Shev al tase, we're not going to touch the person that is holding it. So that's a question that Rabbi Chanan brings up in Kovet Sa'aris, in Simin Ayin Aleph Siv Beis, and he quotes different nafkaminas related to this. Is it a din vada, a din biru, or a din safek? First of all, can I go grab it from you? If I grab it from you, am I the muchzak now? So if you say it's just a din of muchzak, we don't know, but we'll say shev al tasas, then maybe tvisa would work. Mashenkin, if you say that it is a din vadai, then, you know, I won't be able to grab it, because once bezdin, you can't prove it, then it's vadai his. Or, the other example Rabbi Chana gives, whenever you have these types of questions, you bring this up, could a person get married with this shirt? Right? You're wearing the shirt that I argued about, so we let you keep it, and then you give it to a woman and say, Aram Kudeshesli, Beshur, Becholtzazu. So does that work? Because it has to be vadai shel hachasan in order for the chasan to be married. So again, that could be another afgamina. Finally, a third one he gives is related to the first day of Sukkot, when the lulav and esrog has to belong to the person shaking it. Ulakachtam lachem b'yom harishon. And again, this would be a nafgamina. It has to be vadai mine. So then, if it is not vadai mine, if it's just din mi din muchzak, and we say muchzak is based on safek, mishum safek will let you keep it. So then, that would not be good enough either. It has to be mine for sure. So that's generally the idea of muchzak in Nezikin. So that's what the chinuch is talking about here. The toveya is claiming something from the muchzak, and unless he can prove it, we don't give it to him. If he can't prove it, that's what Bezin has to figure out, if the raya is enough. Okay, so the chinuch talks about the source of this, the first wide line, avol yomer im yomer lo yahay yedvarem yolam, if he denies it all, lo achzarti yakol, I returned it, b'mil v'afil b'pikadon, patem mishu esmen ha-Torah. If there's no proof, then the nitva, the one who is being claimed from, doesn't have to do anything. He's putter. You have to prove it in order for me to have to do anything. Okay, Shorash Adinim Yadua, skipping now the rest of the paragraph. The Shorash of this din is Yadua, as he said, this is to keep the society running properly, part of the general dinim of Dinim Amunis. Dinaha. So as you see here, there's a big fat Sefer Achinuch quoting many, many halachas related to this mitzvah from Baba Metzia, from Baba Basra, from Masechta Shavuos. And it's fascinating is that the Minchas Chinuch is tiny. The chinuch is large and Minchas Chinuch is tiny. So if you look at the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, he says, Dinim Elu Yavru Yachlefu Malei Rochav Yamatamu Deposkim. All of these halachas are all over Shas. V'alkein Mashachti Yadi Milakasfam. Ironically, because there's so much, I'm not going to write a thing. I'm just going to make two ha'aris, but I'm not going to say anything because what am I going to write? I'm going to write the whole Masechta again? So because it's not a specific mitzvah, it's just general dealings between people and Bezenet to deal with it. So says the Minchas Chinuch, I'm not going to write anything. But the one thing that he does write is what the Chinuch says all the way at the end. If you look at the last line of the Chinuch for a moment, the Chinuch says, V'zos achas min ha-mitzvos shenitztavu aleha kol b'nei ha'olam b'chlelam. This is one of the mitzvahs that all people are commanded on, meaning one of the Sheva mitzvahs, dinim. Right? We have Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and the big three. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Achai, Beis is Birchas Hashem, Gimel is Gazel, and Dalet is dinim, besides the big three. So this is dinim, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lefi She'i Efsha Liyishav Ha'olam Zulasa, because it is impossible to have a functional, viable society without it. So therefore, this is one of the Sheva mitzvahs. The Minchas Chinuch points out to mentioning what he mentioned in yesterday's mitzvah as well, and that is the only way that you could say this is a mitzvah that applies to others is according to the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, who says that dinim is not limited to, as the Rambam says, judging the other six mitzvos, but the Ramban says dinim is setting up a system that can judge all cases that come up. I'll read you the language of the Ramban, which I did not read yesterday. Aval tziva osam bedine geneva va'ona va'oshek v'schar sachir v'dine shomrim va'one sumafate va'avos nezikin v'chovo b'chaveiro v'dine malva v'love v'dine mekach u'memkar v'chayotze behen. All of these ke'inyin hadine shenistavu Yisrael v'nerag aleim im gana va'ashak o'onas opita bito shachaveiro v'chulu u'mechlal mitzvazo shiyoshivu v'dayonim gam b'chol yir v'ir ke'Yisrael. They have a mitzvah to set up courts in all the cities. V'im lo asu ke'inyin, he continues, but this is the Ramban. Has a much larger view of what dinim is, setting up a viable court system, and if that's the case, so that's who the Chinuch seems to be going like, though in counting, he always follows the Rambam, but maybe in this specific detail, he would follow the Ramban. So that is the Minchas Chinuch Ha'ara on the final line of the Chinuch. But let's get into some of the dinim, though, that are mentioned here. Again, we can pick and choose a couple of these dinim. Dineha. So let's start from the dinim. Kagon. Mode mixa shenishma v'darai midaraisa. So the context of the pasuk, the source of the pasuk is Modeh B'Miksas. All the other halachas are thrown in afterwards. Not only is it a mitzvah to judge Modeh B'Miksas, but also to judge all cases. But the pashtus is Modeh B'Miksas, meaning the Torah tells us that only if a person admits to part of the claim, does he then have to take a shvua on the other half that he denies. If he denies everything, if he's kofar bakol, so then he does not have to take any shvua, he's pater midaraisa. The source of this is a number of places. I'll read it to you from the Gemara about Metzia Daf Gimel. The Gemara asks there, on the bottom, Mikidaraba, Damaraba, Bifni Ma Amr Torah Modeh Miksas Adani Yishava. Why does the Torah say Modeh Miksas has to swear? So it's big machlokas. What should the Torah have said? It's a chiddush. The Torah says Modeh Miksas has to swear. So Rashi says, Velochashvu Kimeshiv Aveda. Lepatro, Shalok Kafra Bakulo. After all, if I would have denied everything, I would be putter. So now that I admitted to part of it, I did you a favor? Says Rashi, like Meshav Aveda. The Mishnah says in Maseches Gittin, that if I find something of yours, and I return it, and then you say, you know what, I lost two of these. Swear to me that you didn't find the other one, and you're keeping it. So that the Rabbanu were Mesakein, that no, if we make the guy swear in that case, he would never pick it up in the first place. So Meshav Aveda doesn't have to take a Shavua. So Rashi says, so to here, Modeh B'Miksas, why does the Torah say you're chayiv? It should be putter because of Meshav Aveda. The Achronim there ask, what do you mean? Rashi is comparing Darabanas and Daraisas. Meshav Aveda is a takana Darabanan, why you don't swear? And here we're talking on a Daraisa level. So the Achronim explain, the Chedushi Arim there in Baba Kama says that Rashi is using it as a parallel. He says, V'lo chashvu Kim Meshav Aveda. I don't think he makes that diuk, but maybe that's what Rashi is saying. It's like Meshav Aveda. Maybe that's Svara. The mentality is that this person is doing the Toveya favor. So if he admits to part of it, he should be totally Patur because of the idea that he's doing him a favor. Right? Tosfos there uses a little different language. He uses a halachic principle. Pirish. Yehei ne'eman b'migo di'iboi kofar akol, which the Chinuch quotes later on, dine migo. He should be believed because he could have had a better claim. He could have denied it, but because he used the worst claim, we should believe him because he had a better claim. It doesn't say Meshav Aveda, uses a Daraisa principle, namely migo. Okay, this is a big discussion between Rashi and Tosfos there at the beginning of Bava Metzia. The big discussion in the Achronim, based on the Rishonim, in Modim and Miksas, is how much is Modim and Miksas a shvua that comes from his hoda'a? Do we really, and it comes from the Shaklataria of the Gemara, but do we really think that this guy's hiding something, and that's why we make him swear? The guy claimed 100, he says, I only owe you 50. So do we really think that he's hiding something, and there's a reyasa because he admitted to half? If he would have denied everything, then there's no proof to anything. But if the person, we're talking about here where there aren't two witnesses. If two witnesses say I owe him $100, it doesn't matter if I admit to 50. I have to pay him the rest because I can't, my shvua doesn't wipe out two witnesses. But if he does not have two witnesses here, so is my partial hoda'a raglayim ledavar, it kind of tips the scale for us to think that he's lying? Or do I say no, it's more of a gzeiras hakasav? Right, Moshe Mixat, the Torah says, ki yuzeh, there's no real svara of chashud in our eyes, but this is what is needed. So there are different languages in the Rishonim. Tosfos says on Davdala there, Bamatzia, Nireh de Meshaker. The Ritva says Yesh Raglayim Ludavar. Different Lashonos, but hardcore Nafkaminis. Give you one. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpan and Simon Ayin Vav. And the Nosei Kalim discusses as well. Let's say two people go over to a person. Reuven goes over to somebody and says, you owe me 100. Shimon goes over to somebody and says, you owe me 200. And the guy admits to the opposite people. Meaning the guy who claims 100, he says, no, I owe you 200, not 100. And the guy who said 200, he says, he's modem amiksas, he says, I only owe you 100. So is that modem amiksas? So the Shachler says in Sifkat and Dalit, he's chayav modem amiksas, because the guy who claimed 200, he admitted to 100. And the Nesiva says, what are you talking about? He was claimed altogether overall 300, he admitted to 300, he's obviously not lying. So the Rekudas HaMachlokas seems to be, is Modem HaMikzas based on Chash Sheker? According to the Nesivos, yes. And therefore here, he's obviously not lying. He admitted to the same amount of money, just to two different people. Mashaken, according to the Shach, maybe it's a formal requirement of a Chiyav Shvua, even though there's no Chash Sheker, and therefore you have to take a Shvua. Or another Nafkamina. And that is Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Choshe Mishpan, and Simen Gimel. The Hoda'a, the Modem HaMikzas, has to be in front of a Bezdin. In front of two people, that's not called Hodem Miksas. What about in front of one, a Yachid Mumche? A Mumche who could judge certain cases in lieu of three Dayanim. So this Modem Miksas, in front of him, is that Mechayiv a Shvua Modem Miksas? The Ksos has a suffix about it. He's noted to say no. No, you need a Hoda'aha Mechayeves Bebezdin. And this isn't a Bezdin, even though he has rights to judge certain cases. The Nesivis there in Sifkat and Aleph says no. Any Oda, he's Moda. He's Moda. So any Oda should be Mechayiv in the Shvua. So the Achronim say maybe it's the Nesivis Lashitaso. The Nesivis holds that the whole Modem Miksas is based on Achshash Sheker. So that's why in the first case where he admitted 300 altogether, he does not have to take a Shvua. But here, Lemaisa, he admitted. You don't need a formal admitting in court. No, it's based on Achshash Sheker. We really think that he's hiding something and therefore he has to take a Shvua in this case. The Ksos, though, maybe follows the Derech of the Shach. It's more of a formal requirement, Gzeres HaKasev. And therefore, one would not be Mechat Mechuyev Modem HaMiksas here. Okay, that is one discussion of Shvua. Another discussion, continuing, the Chinuch discusses Pirish Modem Eprut of a Kofer B'Shtemon Kesef, all the details from Masechta Shvuas. We have to be Modem to something, part of what was denied, but it's clear that Kofer Bakol, if somebody denies everything, so then there is no Shvua on a Daraisa level. But here we come into the Sugya of Shvuas Heses. In Mishnayis, in the Torah and even in Mishnayis, Kofer Bakol, somebody denies everything, there's no Shvua. Comes along Rav Nachman in Shvuas and Daf Memo Mabez, The Amar of Nachman, Umashbian, Oso, Shvuas Heses. If somebody denies everything, they still, we make them take a Shvuas Heses, a Durabanan Shvua. Why? My Taima, Chazaka Ein Adam Toveya, El Imkin Yishlo Olaf. Because after all, would somebody just come over to another person out of the blue and say, you owe me money? There must be something there. So yes, Daraisa, he doesn't have to take a Shvua. But midrabanan, we should require him. So Gemara says back, adrab, what do you mean? Just the opposite. Chazaka ain't adam eis b'adam b'fnei balchovo. A person wouldn't totally lie in front of somebody who knows the truth, in front of somebody who did him a favor. We're not going to get to the details right now. But, so this is a discussion, Shvuas Heses, what's the basis of it? But this is a bona fide takana d'rabanan. The Rambam quotes this in the beginning of Hilchas, Toin v'nitan, the Rambam that we read yesterday. Ein lecha mechayiv shvua min ha-torech chutz b'shlosha. There are only three shvua d'araisas. Moda b'miksas, as we're talking about today. Shvuas ha-shomrim, as we spoke about yesterday. And Shvuas eid echad, which hopefully we'll talk about soon. But the Rambam says, kol ha-nishba'in v'notzlin, all nishba'in that are notel. The end of Masechta Shavuos discusses that those are all Shavuos Durabanan. There is one Shavuos Durabanan, though, that is Nishba V'Niftar. It's a Shavuos so that he can be Pater. That is Shavuos Heses. The Rambam writes, Chachme HaTalmud Tiknu SheYishava Hanitva b'kol elu shvuas heses v'yi pater ve'ena ke'en shal Torah l'fi she'en b'nikidas chayfetz. You do not have to hold the sefer Torah by shvuas heses, unlike other shvuas, because this is a much lower level shvuas heses. So again, just like we had the discussion in the Achronim on the Da'oraisa level, how do we view shvuas modim b'miksas on the Durabana level? We have a very similar discussion. How do we view shvuas heses? Do we really think that there's some type of basis? Ain't Adam Toveya Ela Imkin Yishlo? So we really think that this guy is hiding something? There's a chashash here. Or do we say Shvuas Heses? No, there's no basis for Shvuas Heses. It's purely Lahafis Daito Shabala Bias. He's claiming, give him a Shvua. Make him feel good. But it's not. It's a very different Shvua than any of the other Shvuas. There's nothing to talk about. So, again, Nafgaminas. Number one, the Rambam holds in Ilchasoy Venitan, Perak Alef Halacha Vav, the only time that we say Mefich Shvua is by Heses. For example, what does Mefich Shvua mean? If I come to you and you're Mechuyiv me a Shvua, and you say, well, if you want it, you swear and take it. Is the Nitva allowed to do that? Could he just say, no, you take it? So the Rambam says he's never allowed to do that. Except for Heses. Meaning, let's think about the Svara. Because usually somebody's Mechuyiv a Shvua, it's his job to take a Shvua. But here by Heses, possibly, maybe the Rambam is holding that this Shvua is just Lahafis Daito Shabbala Bayis. It's to make you feel good. So the guy could say, you want to feel good? So you swear and take it. I'm not getting involved. That's the sugya of Mefich Shvua. One nafkamina. What about the Meiri discusses a Masechta Shvuas? He has a suffix about this. What about Ta'aninon? Usually Bezdin claims on behalf of a Toveya anything that the Toveya could have claimed, even though he didn't. Maybe he didn't know the halacha. He didn't know he could claim it. What about Heses? Would Bezdin, on behalf of a Toveya, without being asked, say to the Nitva, please swear a Heses? So the Meiri has two different days about it. So again, it's based on our Chakira. If you say it's just Lahavis Daito Shabbala Bayis, then there's no reason to take the Shvua here because the Bala Bayis isn't bothered by it. But if you say there's a real little bit, Ein Adam Toveya Ela Imkein Yeshlo, problem, Chshash, so therefore we would say that Bezdin would tone it for him also. One final nafkamina, and that is, would we be mechayiv a shvuas heses based on a tainus suffik? Rambam says in Ilchas Toin V'Nitan, Aleph Zayin, Ein Mashbiin shvuas heses ela al tainus vadai, aval ala suffik pater. What if the guy comes to court and says, I'm not sure if you owe me, but you know what? Take a heses. The Rambam says, that doesn't work. You can't do that. And the quote in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin, hey, and the Rambam argues, if there is raglayim ladover, if there's some basis, then even with a tainus suffik, we would be mechayev the shvuas heses. So again, that might be totally on how do we view heses, how serious of a shvua it is. So it's a similar chakira in modem mixas on a daraisa level and shvuas heses on a drabana level. Okay, let's skip down a little bit. The Sefer HaChinuch says, we'll get back to some of the other halachas if we have time, but the Sefer HaChinuch says, the second to last paragraph, Gamke Nohekes B'chol Makom B'chol Zman, this mitzvah applies everywhere, U'bezin Overlov Lo'as Adin, if Bezin violates, doesn't do a din, Im Yishkok B'yadu B'tel Aseh, if they could have judged, they were mevatel yaseiv va'on sho gadol ma'od, and they have a great onesh, v'shegorim churban la'aretz, she'ein ha'aretz misyasheves el badin, because the land is only miyushav within, kabosh amur zechonim lavracha, as it says in Perkei Avos, al shlosha dvarim ha'olam ha'meid, v'yachas mehem hu adin. On three things the world stands, one of them is din. One cannot really learn any choshen mishpat, any of these halachas, without learning the first tour in Choshen Mishpat, which the Lechinuch is alluding to here. The tour in the first Siman Aleph, where he quotes the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, that the Lechinuch quotes, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ashlosh Adverma Olam Kayam, Ala Din, Vala Emes, Vala Shalom. Three things make the world stand. Din, Emes, and Shalom. All the Rishonim. The tour quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Ask, how does this Mishnah connect to the earlier Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where it says, Ashlosh Adverma Ha'olam Omeid, Al HaTorah, V'Al HaAvod, Aval Yimilas Chasadim. So how does that connect to Din Emes and Shalom? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, quoted in the tour, that Torah, Avod, and Gemilas Chasadim is why the world was created originally. That's Omeid. It's standing now. But what makes it keep going? What makes it keep going? Din Emes and Shalom. Those keep it going. Ashosh Vram Olam Omeid, Ve'inam Ela, Jezocher Kan, El Metchila, Amashu Bishvil, Shalosh Vram Nivra Ha'olam, Tar Avodah Gebilat Chasadim. And he quotes the Psukim. Ve'kan Omer Olam Kayam Pirish Achar, Shenivra, Miskayim Al Yidei Elu, Sh'al Yidei Adayanim, Shadonim, Be'inish, L'chaveiro, Ha'olam Kayam, Ki Yomale Adin, Kol Dalam Gvar, Ve'chulu. Ve'chein Ha'emes, Emes also, Kosheker In L'Raglayim, Emes Hu Yesod, Umamed Gadol L'chol Dvarim, and so too, Shalom. So that is the way created and continues to exist. The Beis Yosef explains why couldn't the three things that it was created for continue to be the three things that it exists for? Why do you have to have three new ones? So the Beis Yosef says beautifully, no. Reb Shimon HaTzadik, who said the first three, that was Bezman HaBayis. Reb Shimon Gamliel, who says the last three, that's La'achar HaChurban. La'achar HaChurban, it's Eino Domeh, these three things, to take the place. But Beis Yosef gives the mashal. Sometimes it takes very, very hot fire to warm up water, but to keep it warm, it doesn't have to be so strong, such a hot fire. So too, you need Torah, Avodah Gebilas Chasadim. Those are really the ultimate that we could do, Bizman HaBayis, Avodah, real Avodah with Karbanis. That's why it was created. But once the world was created, so then it could continue to exist even with the lower level three. And then the tour goes through a whole history of Din. Avram Avinu did Din all the way till Moshe, and Moshe got advice from Yisro, and then Yeshua did it. It's really a beautiful piece that discusses the entire history of the Jewish people, and then David, and Shlomo, v'chulu, and then he ends off by saying, V'gam melech ha-mashiach, she'yigala b'mehera v'yameinu, mishabcho ha-pasuk b'dvar mishpat. He's also praised about the mishpat that he is going to perform for us, b'mehera v'yameinu, he will come. But that is the chinuch, what he ends off here, quoting that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and it's the tour in the beginning of Siman Aleph in Choshen Mishpat. Guess we'll have to stop here. Maybe one more halacha. Again, there's so much to talk about here, but just one more third to last line in the Sefer HaChinuch. He talks about Dini Matzranus. Mention that one halacha. Matzranus is the neighbor halacha. The Gemara says about Metzia, if I'm selling a field, even if I could sell it to a different person, I first have to go to my neighbor and ask them if they want to buy it. As long as they're going to give me the same price that somebody else would. Why? Because he would rather have two fields next to each other. Is this Me'ikar Adin? You could get the same price from somebody else. That's based on the Pasuk, In Va'aschanan Va'asisa Hayashar Va'atov. You have to do what's right and good. And in the whole world of Mammonis, there's Me'ikar Adin, and there's also Lifnim Mishuras Adin. But sometimes the Torah mandates Lifnim Mishuras Adin, and this was at the Takana D'Rabban and Adin at the Bar Mitzvah. And this is the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shcheinim, and the Magen Mishnah says beautifully, there, in the end of Shcheinim, that the Torah can't list off every single case in Dini Mammonis. The Torah gives many, many cases, and Chazal give many, many cases, but then we have to use our head to figure out what a Kadosh Baruch Hu would want from us in this case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By the time we continue Wednesday, tomorrow there won't be a year. We'll continue Wednesday with the next mitzvah.